Hi, this is a new patient, dictation for patient Elizabeth Conrad, ELIZABETH. Last name is Conrad, CONRAD. Date of service is 8/24/2023. Date of birth is 9/1/55. Date of accident is 8/15/2023. Sorry, the date of birth is 9/1/59. Once again, patient name is Elizabeth Conrad, date of birth 9/1/59, and date of accident 8/15/2023. Date of service is 8/24/2023. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, the left arm, left shoulder, and lower back, with radiation to the left arm and left upper leg. Difficult time walking. And patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that occurred on 8/15/2023, before which the patient was completely okay. History of automobile accident. Patient reports that he was traveling as a restrained driver of a 2002 Ford Explorer alone. No one else was in the car. Around 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. was the time, and the accident happened on Lyndon, LYNDOM, and Myers, MEYERS, in West Detroit. She was traveling westbound on Lyndon, and other driver ran a red light at southbound Myers, resulting in she being hit on rear passenger side. As a result of this impact, her car spun 3 to 4 times in the middle of the street, and when she stopped spinning, the car was came to a stop northbound on Myers. The damage to the car was completely total, especially the passenger side rear door, fender, wheel, bumper damage. The axle was torn, and many other damage that she's not aware. The other car was a van, old van, red color, at 50 miles an hour. She was traveling around 30 miles an hour. She was restrained, and airbags did not deploy. There was momentary loss of consciousness, and it was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. The automobile accident caused the following injuries. She reports that at the time of accident, she braced herself and her feet were on the brake hard, hands on the steering wheel, and she locked up, leading to a head injury. When she bounced in the car from the impact, her neck received a whiplash, and her head into a headrest, very hard. However, no chest trauma, no pelvic trauma, no abdominal trauma occurred. She also did not injure her hip or knees, and did not injure her shoulder or elbows. History of presenting illness. Patient reports of moderately severe headaches, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly in the left temple. They are moderate and severe. And off and on, sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. The associated factors are not present, like nausea, vomiting, seizures, and all. She has relieved the headaches with Motrin, and the headaches does go away. Symptoms of TBI reported are dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, blurred vision. The patient denies any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. She denies any seizures, disorientation, confusion, forgetfulness. She denies any incontinence of the urine bowel or sleepwalking, seizures, nausea, vomiting. She denies any spots in the vision or loss of vision field. No issues with the taste, smell, or TMJ. She can chew the food pretty all right. Regarding the pain, patient has a constant pain in the area of the left side of the neck, shooting to the left shoulder, as well as shooting to the left arm involving the first and second finger constantly. Lower back pain is reported, shooting to the left buttock and left posterior part of the leg up to the knee in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. These pains are constant. Neck pain is, and the lower back pain is reported to be 8. These pains are continuous and described as throbbing, sharp, cramping, hot burning, aching and tender, tiring, exhausting, and the pain intensity is 7 to 9. And pain has affected the ADLs around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by bending, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. Further, the patient has a hard time getting out of the bed, and her walk is very painful. Sitting and standing is very painful. She is able to sleep only 4 to 5 hours. Only X-rays and CT scan were done at the time of accident. The associated numbness, tingling pins and needles are constant in the left arm and left buttock and leg, and the muscle weakness is also present in the left arm, leading to dropping the phones. Bladder and bowel incontinence is not present. He also has a problem with the sleep, mood, depression, self-worth, concentration and anxiety. However, she denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts. Patient also has not reported any sudden anesthesia. She has some panic due to the accident, and other than that, denies any lightheadedness, weakness, numbness, tingling, lethargy. No incontinence of the bowel or urine is reported. On the day of accident, patient did visit the emergency room on 8/16/2023. Sorry, the next day, she went to the hospital, Beaumont in Farmington Hill on Grand River with her girlfriend. She was there for 4 hours. CT scan of the neck and the head was done and was found to be normal. The X-rays were done and she was provided Valium. X-rays were okay. And now she has done only 2 times physical therapy and she wants to continue therapy. No chiropractic treatment has been given, no acupuncture, no other injections or other doctors have seen her. The system review, patient reports that she is suffering from COPD and sleep apnea, and CPAP is being used since 2009. Endocrine disease positive for diabetes type 2, thyroid disease, hypothyroid, in psychiatric positive for anxiety and depression, musculoskeleton is positive for arthritis. Past surgical history is positive for eye surgery to cross eye in 1965 in cancers. Hysterectomy was done in 2009 in Beaumont Hospital. Cholecystectomy 2023 in Beaumont Hospital. I look. Allergies, none. Family history, mother is alive, suffers from cancer breast, father is deceased due to heart attack. Siblings, two brothers and two sisters. One brother was killed by someone in homicide. Other brother is okay. Two sisters, one has a breast cancer. Relationship status, patient lives alone and is single. Professional status, patient is working on disability by SSD, ICA applied. And she is on disability since 2008 for the backaches, bleeding constantly from hysterectomy and other issues, psychiatric issues maybe. The legal history patient is seeing Jason Keefe, AIEF law firm. Personal history patient does drink wine, does smoke, and does not use recreational drugs. ADLs that are affected are as follows. The doing yard work is affected 10. Walking, standing, running is affected 9. Feeding is affected 9. Dialing a phone, doing laundry, doing yard work is affected 8. The writing and cooking in the kitchen. No, writing is affected. Sorry, dialing a phone is affected 6 among all the ADLs. The rest of the physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 173 over 76. Pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 100. This is a 63-year-old African-American female, okay, good brain nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, decay. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress. She is slightly short of breath. She is slightly obese. She is 5 feet and 6 inches. The weight is 187. And patient appears mildly anxious but not lethargic. She exhibits good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without the use of any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination. It is all normal. Weight is normal. Musculature examination reveals painful supraspinatus and infraspinatus muscle on the left side. And spasm of the trigger and trigger points in the area of epigastric muscle upper fibers in the area of thoracic. C7 to T5 on the left side, and spasm of the paraspinal muscles from L1 to L5. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation are normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness is located L4, L5, S1 and left sacroiliac joint. With some hypotonicity in the area of paraspinal muscles. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forearm flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 35, bilateral rotation is 70. in the thoracic spine, and sorry, in the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 25. Upper extension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman's sign was normal. Perlin's sign was negative, Lermit test was negative, distraction test was negative, Sotoal test was negative, thoracic spine Bruce test is negative, Sturm test is negative, lumbar spine Burdzian Czernik test is negative, split leg bracing test was positive at 30 degrees, cross leg was positive at 30 degrees, Breger test was negative, Kemp test was positive. And Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint, left SI joint was found tender with positive fibre and Gastelum test. Negative distraction test and negative compression test and negative standing flexion test. Extremities examination was essentially normal. Please use the template. However, in the left shoulder, there is a tenderness of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon and the part of the deltoid with spasm and trigger points in the trapezius muscle. The range of motion of the shoulder is 100 degrees, beyond which patient starts having some pain. Some weakness is noticed, motor weakness 4x5 in the left upper extremity. Carpotunnel testing is negative. Signal sign, Phelan sign is not present. So, diagnosis. In general, E66.9, 110, E11.9, V89.2 X60. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, S09.90XA. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.8. Ligaments M54.0. Pain in the left shoulder M25.512, M75.30. M75.110. In the lower extremities, cervical spine M54.250.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. M54.30. Sacroiliac spine, left SI joint, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Elizabeth Conrad is from the template. Treatment plan for Elizabeth Conrad is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, focusing on neck, left shoulder, lower back, and his need to continue patient has been advised about acupuncture and chiropractic treatment also, yoga and meditation as well. The role of the heat, as infrared heat, laser heat, is also discussed with the patient. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. The patient has been provided with the following medications: Celebrex, 200 mg daily for pain relief, with Protonix, and which is to stomach protection. Amitriptyline, Elavil, is for GAD disorder, help in sleep and relieve depression, fibromyalgia, and musculoskeletal pains. Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety and panic relief. Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for relief of radiculopathy and headaches. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN is provided by for headaches, 60 tablets. Lidocaine ointment is provided, 4% Lidopro ointment for relief of the topical pain topically. And in the narcotic medication, patient is provided with Tylenol codeine, 60 tablets for relief of the pain. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, is yes. Only CT scan is available, which has not been sent yet, so they are not being reviewed. Interventional pain procedures, trigger points at the left left trapezius muscle and possibly into the suppressed pneumatic muscle could be done to bring some relief. And patient has been advised about it. The patient declined to have any injections for now. Surgical options are none. Neuropsych, patient will be referred to neuropsych evaluation later on if the headaches are continuing. And provision of attended care and caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations, no new investigation is being added. DMEs, patient is provided with a back brace, neck brace, tense unit for further help in healing. Traction device has been provided by the DME company. Education is yes, and weight loss program is yes. Disability is already discussed. Disability. The patient will remain disabled for work, household replacement, transportation has been checked out. Follow visit in 30 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.